35mm cinema is a dying art, but a small town theater in Montgomery County is working to preserve a century-old marvel. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports on the Ambler Theater's 35mm Film Festival and how an aging profession is finding new life.
In my recollection, a 35mm projector has a distinct sound. Chris Collier, executive director of Renew Theater, says it sounds more like...
It's got a rhythm.
Turns out, it actually sounds like... Renew Theaters operates four nonprofit cinemas in Ambler, Doylestown, Jenkintown, and Princeton. Housed within the upper bowels of the Ambler Theater are its two crown jewels. A pair of working, German-manufactured film projectors, still capable of generating the satisfying sound of the shutter and producing the illusion of motion. For more than a century, the formula for cinema magic remained the same: a trained projectionist, a reel of celluloid film, and a 35mm projector. Then, in 2009, movie theaters across the country began swapping out film projectors for digital ones.
When we switch to digital, they're beautiful machines, but they're computers, and there's no moving pieces. The only moving piece is a fan that takes the hot air out. So it is deathly quiet up there.
For three nights a year, the chattering sound of the old school projectors returns to the movie projection booth at Ambler Theater's 35mm Film Festival. Film projectionist Jesse Crooks works as the director of operations at Renew.
It's the coolest thing we do all year. We take a three-day weekend, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we just run film all day.
From April 12th to April 14th, the Ambler Theater will showcase nine classic features, such as The Wizard of Oz,
the Wizard, the Wonderful Wizard of Oz,
Evil Dead 2.
There's something out there.
Rafifi. And The Naked City.
It's wonderful working on a newspaper. You meet such interesting people.
Renew film programmer Shannon Quinty says the event was born out of the realization that moviegoers today don't always have the opportunity to go back in time.
They're not used to things like seeing scratches or color differentiations and stuff like that, that it's cool to be able to teach them a part of history that seems so normal to us, you know, just 10 years ago, but now is really foreign, and you can almost never see 35 in the suburbs.
Trained projectionists like Crooks are an endangered species. In a vast majority of theaters, the 35mm projectors are virtually extinct. There is an entire generation of people born today that have never seen a movie in a format that existed for more than 100 years.
I did not expect back in 2012 when we were pulling the film projectors out and putting digital in, I thought that was probably the end.
Luckily for Renew, Crooks isn't the only person capable of running their historic machines. Operations manager Tiffany Gall picked up the skill from Crooks. She says she gained an appreciation for the craft.
I think film, physical film, is one of the closest things that we have to magic.
This year's 35mm Film Festival is different from years past. It's nostalgic and somber because it's the first without renowned movie projectionist Lou DiCrescenzo, who died in January at the age of 71. DiCrescenzo was a local film preservationist who donated hundreds of his own prints to the American Film Institute and the Library of Congress. In fact, when Disney was remastering Fantasia, the company reached out to DiCrescenzo for his original print.
And so now when you see Fantasia, they did the color mixing partly based on a print that he preserved because Disney didn't keep it around.
DiCrescenzo played a crucial role in the film preservation efforts within Renew Theaters, passing on his extensive knowledge to people like Crooks. The final program of this year's film festival will be dedicated to him. It is aptly titled, The Films That Time Forgot. Some of the films and shorts that will be screened, such as a Technicolor print of The Wizard of Oz, came from DiCrescenzo's collection.
He was very specific that he needed these films to be seen to an audience. He needed these films to be experienced by young kids and adults who haven't seen it in, you know, sometimes decades. And that's very much the case. When we went to program some of these, we wanted to know what are some of the films and shorts that he was most proud of in his collection.
Collier says the mission of Renew is to keep the century of movies alive within their cinema history museum.
We find cinema to be an incredible art form and want the whole history of that art form to stay alive. And part of that is recognizing how film was shown for years and years and years, and the amount of care and time and effort it took to bring those movies to someone at the theater.
Just 23 exhibitors in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware have the capability to show analog film. Two of those are Renew's Ambler and Highway Theaters. But Crooks imagines a future where the County Theater and the Princeton Garden Theater revives their old projectors, even if it's just for one night.
Fingers crossed we'll get it at the other ones eventually. We've got some projectors sitting in storage that we would love to put in operation.
Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.